I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a tribal delegation from New Mexico will travel to Washington to advocate for the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, and tribal healers in Western Alaska celebrate 20 years of service. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Members of several tribes will travel to Washington, D.C. next week in an attempt to get lawmakers to revive a program aimed at helping them afford health care due to toxic poisoning. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has this preview. A small group gathered in Nome, Alaska this week to honor two decades of Norton Sound Health Corporation's Tribal Healing Department. Attendees were treated to speeches from the tribal healers, native food, and a special drum performance. KNOM's Ben Townsend has more. On Thursday, the Fort Belknap Indian community in Montana welcomed home the remains of three children from the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. The names of the children are Elmita Heavyhair, Bishop L. Shield, and John Bull. They died at the school in the 1890s. A repatriation delegation brought them home, which was followed by a wake, reinterment services, and a community feed. Earlier this month, the Office of Army Cemeteries began to disinter the remains from the Carlisle Barrack Cemetery of the three children and eight others from other tribes, including from South Dakota and Oklahoma. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.